Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Bill Parks, who is the Vice President of Contract Sales with Arizona Wholesale Supply, and we're at the Bridgeway Interactive meeting in Sonoma, California. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Arizona Wholesale Supply is a privately held company founded in 1944 by the Thomas family. I work for Terry Thomas, who's the son and 80 years old. I'm blessed with his capital and his surroundings of the area of being a builder supplier. Coming from, they were an appliance dealer slash wholesaler, and then we've evolved into now a builder supplier of appliances, floor covering, countertops, and such.
All right, so you sell flooring, countertops, appliances, and you have arrangements with builders in the Arizona area. How wide is your coverage?
Right now we cover pretty much the state. We'll go up to Flagstaff, Prescott, Payson. I have a showroom down in Tucson. We handle the southern part of that state. So it's pretty much the state of Arizona.
And you work with both the national builders as well as the independent builders?
Yeah, we sell all the new construction, home building. We do a little bit of multifamily. Because of the change in the climate, I do a lot more business with these bank repossessed homes through the banks and the repossession world. So that's been a big business for us in the last 5 years.
And a little bit about you just personally. How long have you been with Arizona?
I've been with Arizona Wholesale for 28 years. I'm originally from a flooring contractor. Before that was for 7 years in the state of Arizona. I come out of high school through the Southern California University of Arizona graduate.
All right, so most people are interested to know, we've heard that the builder market's coming back. Tell us a little bit about business conditions.
What's happening is pure economics, and it's real Arizona in particular, Phoenix in particular, you're seeing a supply and demand and business good conditions. They're letting the repo business clean up. The international world and the national world's coming in and buying the repo homes, and that's taking them off the market, and they're renting them. The good news, now the new construction guys are getting the buyers, because really, as you're a single family looking for a home, you can't compete with these guys buying them up with cash. So they're buying new construction. So the home builders now, they've written their land down or they've got it priced right, and they're able to sell their homes for more than they have been in the past. And now the buyer is starting with the builder from ground level. They're actually starting the home for the buyer, and the buyer's buying it at the end, versus for so many years it was a spec business. The builder was building them and then selling them. Now they're selling them and building them.
And your business has been growing. What's the secret to your growth?
Our secret is relationships. Like anything, customers is the king. Because of our longevity, because of our relationships, because we've dealt with our customers fairly in these tough times, they're coming back to us, or they're letting us grow with us. In many cases, they let us get more products to them because they trust us. And we have capital, and you listen, and an opportunity presents itself.
When you look at your total operation, what percentage do you think of your sales are in flooring?
They're growing. Historically, when I was big, it was maybe 10-15%. It's pushing 30-40%, and it may be actually within a year or two, maybe a majority of my sales.
About that. What trends are you seeing out there since we're coming out of this recession?
I see granite countertops being almost in every home. I see a lot more hard surface being sold to the buyer on the flooring side. Stainless steel appliances, needless to say, is a want. Kitchens and bathrooms are still very critical to the buyers, what they want in there. You're seeing we're doing a lot more mud sets or wall tiles in the bathrooms. You know, I think, you know, I'm not an HVAC guy, so you're seeing solar and you're seeing air conditioning that lower their energy costs. I hear about them. I think the builder's looking to make the homes smaller, more efficient, less maintenance involved, and the buyer wants to look more upgraded and comfortable, is my take.
Usually when you think about the whole Arizona market, you think about ceramic tile. Is that a majority of what you see, especially in the common areas of the home?
Yeah, we do a lot of ceramic. That wood-looking ceramics become more and more popular. We do install some wood, but it's climate-wise, it is a little more challenging, although it's beautiful. And you're seeing more loop carpets. But, yeah, the ceramic tile and the granites are both the mainstay in our industry.
And are home sizes maintaining a constant now? Are they going down, coming up? Tell me about that.
Oh, you know, everybody told me they were going to go smaller, but then I got a bunch of builders putting in 4,000 feet home for 220,000. So, you know, they are going smaller in general and flatter. I don't know, maybe there's just still some two-story out there. It's really value right now is what you're looking at, and the buyers are and logistics. The Southeast Valley is extremely popular in the Gilbert, the Chandler, the Queen Creek area, Mesa. That's really the big growth area at this point in time.
One last question. When you talk about the price points of flooring that they're buying right now, is it still on the value side entry level, or is it starting to creep up a little bit?
I think it's picking up. I think the buyers each buyer is different. And so you find out, you'll sell them, one buyer, they need the hard surface, or the other one needs more expensive carpet, or the other one wants the upgraded appliances, and they kind of hone in on it. But I see in general the buyers are looking for more upgrades to make their homes special. I think my terminology is they're making a home again, versus the last number of years they were just value driven. Now they want to make them special, like you and I. You want to make a statement. Your lifestyle is now, I think, being included in the purchase of the home today versus for the number of years it hasn't been.
All right, great, Bill. It's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Bill Parks, who's the Vice President of Contract Sales at Arizona Wholesale Supply, based in Phoenix, Arizona, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.